And we're back.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
I hope that you are ready to hear our voices and possibly see all of this.
All of this.
On camera. Mm-hmm. I'm back with High Bun Goddess. Tracy Does Life.
Hi, guys.
You already know me, but I'll introduce myself as AJ, Hair by Bass.
Yes.
Top OKC stylist extraordinaire. I just changed it in my bio just to see what happened.
Might as well.
Only one person noticed, and they kind of thought it was nasty.
What do you mean?
Like top, bottom, verse.
Okay.
Gay stuff. Is it too early to be talking about all this? Maybe.
No. Caitlin was going to put in her bio today, not accepting new clients for the end of the year. She's booked out till almost the end of the year already.
I love that for her.
I know. That's really good.
She also works really long hours, but anyway.
I worked a really long day today, so I'm just kind of like, blah.
Yeah.
But it is all good.
But before we get started with our weekend roundup, we got gifts today.
Yeah.
And we are so excited. We were gifted by the men behind the magic of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out. We love y'all. So let's just do a... Remember on YouTube when they used to be like, this is my product haul, or like whatever. That's what I feel like I'm doing.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
We got merch!
Oh my
merch.
Gosh, I love these!
We had no idea.
Oh, I love these. These are awesome.
We love it.
Thank you, guys.
Heck yeah.
Mm. Oh, and I love coffee, too. I feel like I need some right now. Oh my God, these are so cool.
This is like the best.
It's the little things.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it really is, though.
That's how I am at work, though, where it's like, why is he so excited? I'm like, are we going to get this and this? And they're just like, why are you so happy?
That's exciting. That's so awesome.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
What did you do this weekend?
Man, so Saturday I worked, and then Lotus wanted to go see her papa since we had talked about this on a previous episode that her Nana had passed away. So she's like, I haven't been over there. So we dropped her off there. And then literally we just hung out, watched. What's the movie? It just came out on HBO Max, but it just, Don't Worry, Darling.
What did you think of that? Because I told you about it.
I thought it was really interesting.
I feel like you really had to hold on till the second half because I was sitting through and I was just like, what? But what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean,
it was like Stepford-wise, Pleasantville. Like, it was just, I did it.
Yeah.
I felt like it almost didn't hold my attention enough to want to keep watching it, but I had like paid for the movie. So I was like, I'm going to watch it.
Well, they just started streaming it. So I was just like, cool, because I already have an HBO Max mm-hmm. like subscription. And yeah, I mean, no offense to Olivia Wilde, but I think the first half was just kind of like, burn it.
When
you
it
know?
Got past.
But I wanted to know why it got all this acclaim and like had all mm-hmm. this, just everything around it. And then I was like, I thought, okay, that's pretty good.
But at the end, I almost wanted to know more. I'm like, y'all should have started at the halfway mark.
Right.
And then expanded on all that stuff. Because I thought that was really cool.
Right.
This is our like non-spoiler review. What would you rate it?
Like out of like 5 stars or like 10, 6. Only because of that whole first half.
I really do think because it wasn't. I didn't mind, but
it did throw me for a loop.
I did like the twist.
But I did start thinking. I told like Josh we were watching, and this isn't spoiling too much. I said, I'm starting to think Harry Styles is a piece of shit. And he's like, huh? Like he didn't pick up on it. And I was like, I already thought he was weird.
Yeah.
With the whole like, I don't even know how to say it. So I'm going to say it like sexually. Like, I'm like, why is he always just trying to be all up on her? Like, you know what I mean? Like at his boss's house.
Because I'm like, they were just
like
all ecstasy and stuff. And I'm like.
Yeah, but he was almost like pushy about it. I mean, obviously, whatever, they enjoyed it. And I mean, it's Harry Styles, so you can't go wrong. But I'm like, why is he just like
well, and again,
inappropriate?
you really started thinking something was up when that, remember he was dancing on stage and I was like, this
yeah,
is
yeah, and
weird.
I was like, what is this about?
And I almost felt like he was, I don't know. Anyways.
But yes, yeah, so we watched that.
I'll give it a 6.2.
Oh, okay.
Only because I was super fascinated with the end. Because I'm like, this is what I want to know.
I thought that it was really, after all of that, and I was like, okay, this is good.
When you get to that part, you almost feel like the beginning is more of a waste of time.
Yeah, totally.
I did like the main actress, though.
I do love her.
I did.
She's
like her.
I've watched her in two other movies, and I really do like her. Mm-hmm. Olivia Wilde, I do like her, but just everything that's been going on around the movie, I'm like, maybe I don't. But she was in it, and she did pretty good.
And her character was interesting, mm-hmm. too. I'm like, girl, how did you XYZ?
Because she...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's what I want to know.
Well, and then I'm like, did the lady whose husband did mm-hmm. all of it, did she know, or did she just find
her
out right
at
then?
At the end, I'm like... Hold on, now yeah. you got me confused the F up.
Yeah.
So that's what else did you do this week? Because I'm like, dang, we turned to like Ebert and Roper.
Yes.
Who were they called before?
Siskel and Ebert.
Siskel and Ebert, then Ebert and Roper. Mm-hmm. So sad.
I know.
Gone but not forgotten.
Yes, gone but not forgotten.
Like,
my past. So then after that, my girls, one of them came back home, and then her and her friends... Basically, I just took them to get their nails done. But I was like telling you guys earlier, it was funny. So I was DJ Maverick hosts a podcast, and he was nice enough to ask me to come on. Well, he has this tequila. I still can't even remember what it's called, but it's like I recognize the hand painted bottle, and so like the nail place that we dropped the girls off at, I was like, hey, I'm just gonna go to Pub W to get food. And then Josh was like, "What? I wonder what that is." And I was like, "Oh, that's that tequila." I was like, "Have a shot, $40." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
And that was on the lower end.
That was because then they had like another one was $40. They have three kinds, and then another one was $40, and then the last one was $100. And I was like, "Oh, that's good stuff." So
sip slowly.
Yes, enjoy, but that's basically it. And then today I worked all day.
Usually. I have a better memory than this, but Friday I went out, hung out with the bestie Michael, you know, talking to a boy. That's cool.
I love Michael.
I know.
Okay.
I kind of want to like find a way to bring him on here and just.
Oh, we totally could.
Because he's just like aspiring to be everything.
Just, yeah.
Staying the course. But yeah, he'd probably love it too. Anyways. Mm-hmm. We're just doing our little bestie thing. It was so sad. Did I talk about how he was like going to buy a dog?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to go back and I was like, I can't re-traumatize him. But anyway, so Saturday, I'm like, the club is like packed because it's like daylight savings time. So everyone's like, yeah, we get an extra hour.
Okay.
My little boyfriend thing. He don't know he's my boyfriend yet. You know, I'm just kind of psychotic and he's my boyfriend in my mind. Mm. His bar closed like regardless of daylight savings time. So
yeah,
he
I think
came like
the
last
the
hour. And so I was like a little two-step and I got two left feet compared to him. And that was cool or whatever. This guy like spills a drink on me. And like all of a sudden he's like, it's okay. Like don't do it. And I'm like, I'm not going to fight him. Like I know who this guy is. He's wasted. This guy goes, you can beat my ass if you want to. I'm so sorry. And I was like, why would I beat you up? He goes,
yeah.
My friend Michael goes, I'll beat it.
Oh,
he goes,
God.
Yeah, you should. I said, Michael. And he goes, well, he said I could. And I was like, I don't know why we want to fight. We're not even fighters like that. It's just fun to joke like that.
Well, yeah.
Then he started hugging me. Long story short, like he's like engaged. Word on the curb is that they be doing extracurriculars. I'm like, y'all not about to rope me into all this like Eiffel Tower BS.
Oh.
Because I don't know who's gonna be in the middle. It ain't me. Anyway.
It could be me.
So then the night progresses and it's a good thing because I'm like, I'm not a fighter or whatever. I think it makes like my boyfriend anxious, who's not my boyfriend. So he leaves. Of course, I almost get in like this hardcore full-fledged fight outside of the club. So it's this guy, he keeps walking past us, but like people aren't saying excuse me, but they're not even politely pushing me. He pushes me and I'm like, I said, you need to stop pushing me. So this one guy turned, I'm not even fucking touching you. And I said, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to your friend. So then this big forehead, ugly ass, green tip haired girl is like, y'all just need to calm down. He's drunk. Dude. I said, I don't need your permission to be upset with anybody or not upset. And she's like, you're a grown a man, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't need you telling me what I am and am not or whatever, because I don't even know what you is. And she was like, I know you don't need my permission, dude. So she starts calling me a clown and like all kind of expletives. And I'm like, whatever. And I was like saying some horrible stuff. I was like, you look like you reuse your tampons. You look musty. Ew. Like you need to wash your hair, blah, blah, blah. So she starts like doing this. And I said, are you going to fight me? She was like, you're a P word, blah, blah, blah. I said, a P would have already hit you by now. I was like, I'm better than anybody that will argue you down. Blah, 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 blah. And then she had like three dudes on her, like choking her. Like,
what?
They're like her friends and they're like drug her across the parking lot.
Oh, you mean like, because
I like
away.
Put my hands behind my back and she just kept like circling me around. And I was like, I don't even know what you're about to do.
Person?
Like, eat my carcass. She's just like swirling me like a raven or whatever they
vulture?
Are. Vultures, yeah. She looked like one of them hyenas.
Just waiting.
Like, oh, God, you shiny forehead idiot.
Ew.
Anyways, that was my week. I didn't do anything on Sunday.
Yeah.
I tried to go watch Black Adam, but apparently at Flix Brew House, if you buy a ticket 10 minutes, try and buy it 10 minutes later, they won't let you in, which I get that. But
10 minutes after it starts?
Yes.
Or after
the
preview
the deal.
Start.
So there was this like older man. He's like asking all these questions. There's like 3 minutes for us to buy a ticket because we didn't know the rule at the time. So he like walks off and then this guy, the kiosk guy is like on the phone because all the systems are down for us to buy our ticket. And so I was like, hey, can we get 2 tickets to go see Black Adam? And the dude comes up and he goes, I was throwing something away. And I said, well, damn. Like, why didn't you? So he starts asking questions. So we were like 2 minutes like past the cutoff. And we were just like,
oh,
whatever.
Goodness.
Anyways.
He said he was trying to throw something away.
I don't know why it took him that long.
These people.
So it's holiday season. Fall kind of is hit or miss. It's like love or hate for hairstylists.
Yeah.
Because all the craziness starts. And this is like my first holiday season, like full-fledged. Like I got clients, I'm booking, I'm getting new clients. I should have really took up the opportunity to have an assistant.
Maybe.
I'm gonna call her.
Oh God. Well, she is helping Caitlin still at the wedding next weekend.
Yeah,
or this weekend.
With all love, but like my favorite question that she asked Caitlin is, do I need to bring anything?
Yeah.
You're doing a wedding. What do you mean? Do you
need
to bring
anything?
No, you don't.
Don't worry about it.
Don't show.
Just, it's all good.
Just
bring yourself.
Up.
Yeah. And just
bring a horse.
Yeah. yeah, I don't.
So long story. So quick recap of today. You were super busy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pretty easy day.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I don't know if this time change, the fog, whatever, had me in a funk. I was just like a little down. I was like, let me color my beard and make me feel like a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I leave, good stuff happens where I should intervene and like let all this pent up rage and anger out.
I know.
Some people came in and did what?
Okay. So previously, like we had, I think it was just last week, we had discussed, you know, sometimes why it's difficult for us to find a front desk person,
mm-hmm.
because it's not all just, oh, you know, take out the trash and sweep and do laundry. It's really our hair extensions is a big part of it, which is totally fine and good. And we love Elizabeth. She does a great job. So, you know, yesterday we just randomly had someone come in and say, hey, I'm here to buy hair. But yet on our website, on our Instagram, on all these places, we have pickup time is from 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Pickup time, meaning you already have to pre-order it and then pick it up. Like it has to be ready.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. This girl's really nice. No big deal. But you know, and she apologized and things like that. And she's like, I'm sorry to be a pain. But so then there's that. Well, I had actually saw you yesterday, left. And as soon as I left, this girl was like, hey, can I come by in like an hour? And I
Same
was like,
girl?
No.
Oh, different girl.
Different girl. And I was like, no, like Tuesday through Friday. She's like, okay, great. She was like, I was wondering. She said, I'll come this week on your hours. She said, I've only ordered hair for myself. I've worn it for 6 months. I love your hair. Okay, great. And then she says, do you mind if I bring my client in to color match them? Because I don't have a swatch and I just need to see a few colors. And I said, you know what? If you come in with your client, I guess it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one doing the matching. I understand that if you're not used to like our blends. And I know that sometimes looking online, you know, whatever.
Product may vary from the picture online.
Sure. Which that's a whole other story. But so I'm like, okay, that's fine. But, you know, it's okay if you color match her, but maybe, you know, she's not allowed to purchase it, obviously. And you're probably don't want to say what the stylist cost is in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she messaged the work phone today. Elizabeth is like, yeah, go ahead and come in. Well, Elizabeth is 18. She looks about 8. And then so I'm super
she's
sweet.
She's tiny, petite.
Tiny. I'm not even kidding. These girls come in and just start rummaging through like all of the hair up front. Her client did.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I need to see this color, this color, this color, this color. Well, I'm sitting there. I'm busy. I'd been helping her all morning. I was running behind. And so they were like, oh, we want to see all these colors of eye tips. So she goes and she keeps going back and forth and getting all these eye tips. And she's just standing there like, kind of just like looking like a sad puppy. Not her fault. But these girls are just like taking out all these extensions. I'm finally like, do you need something? Like is, oh it, yeah, we just, she's like, I'm used to using XYZ hair. It's terrible. Look at this. I got all this and that.
This is and a consultation. This ain't
and
no.
I'm like, okay, but I don't even know why you're here. Like, because the stylist is actually like kind of standing over where Elizabeth is and just watching her do everything. And I'm like, why is the client like behind the desk all up in like all that whole space? And I'm just like, I don't know.
I just wish I was there one day. Yeah,
stuff like that always happens when, as soon as like right when you leave, people come
it's
in.
It's almost like I got like some sort of protection aura, and then I leave and y'all are just like defenseless. Yeah,
and I don't mind saying anything, but it's like I can't just drop what I'm doing whenever I'm already running behind. So yeah,
like you're working.
Yeah, it wasn't that terrible, but I told Elizabeth, I was like, this is the reason why I initially told people that you could not even pick up or shop or anything anymore. And honestly, it hurt my business, but I mean, I'm willing to do it again because mm-hmm. I'm like, this is just too much. We don't need people like rummaging through all of the hair. Same thing with our clients though. Like I almost want them to go over and like quit touching it all the time.
Well, I'm just like, you look with your eyes, not with your hands. Like
yeah.
It's all hanging up with what we have available.
But also like,
I don't understand.
That's our job to be like, hey, we know what's going to look good. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that I'm like, I already know you need this, this, and this, or just this color or whatever. But there's people that want to go over there and tell you what color they need or they want.
And I feel like they start to confuse themselves with more like seeing all the options. It's just kind of like, well, why do you have a size of like your, because I'm like, there's a difference in what you want for your hair and what you need for your hair. And I'm like,
right.
People pick these colors. I'm like, that shouldn't even be attached.
Yeah, that's not even like close to like what you need.
This episode is things that make us want to quit.
Yeah, and kind of like slash like burnout, because the holiday burnout for me has already started.
Yeah.
And I mean, stylists all over TikTok and Instagram and wherever, they're like, let's talk about work-life balance. And I'm like, I mean, is there really one?
I don't think there is in this industry in the sense of like, I mean, like, yes, we can set firm boundaries, but it doesn't stop messages from coming through.
Sure.
And then you look like an a-hole because you didn't respond to it. But it's like, well, that's my boundary. And it's like, okay, you could lose a client or whatever, but it's like, I don't think people understand, like, people will message you over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't get like, oh, it's 8 p.m. Like, they're probably with their family or they're doing something.
Yeah.
If you work 8 to 5, we want to work 8 to 5. Like,
yeah. And there may be times where, hey, I work a weekend or I'll stay late.
Right. But it's like, if you're off weekends, we want to be off weekends. And I think that's kind of the culture shift too. It's like, I try and work every other weekend just because like, I want a whole Friday, Saturday, Sunday to do something. Like, I don't want to work all day and then muster up the energy to try and like keep up with my friends. And they've been out all day hanging out. And it's like,
yeah,
they don't want to play catch up with me.
Well, yeah. And I feel like this past week, we've all had the same issue. Me, you, Caitlin, like, hey, I need in. Like, I was up at 6:30 today posting on social media. And then clients were already messaging me by like 7:15. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I really need in this week. What about next week? I'm like, I've got 2 openings till the end of the year.
Yeah. And I feel like they still won't even respect that.
Nope, they don't. And then I'm like, here's my online booking. You can go grab them. And then they don't. And then they do the same thing to Caitlin. Well, I don't know how to work your online booking. It's like, no, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, and I'm sure that, you know, we're going to get like hate or whatever, because then you have the stylists who are like, oh, well, you're just unprofessional if you don't know how to set a true boundary, or you're talking about it. And it's like,
no, I mean, we love our clients and things like that, but it's like,
I'm like, cool. Well, then do you want to talk to them? Like, show me how, because some people I'm like, hi, thank you for contacting me. Like, this is my online booking. Okay. Yeah. But you don't have anything. And I'm like, okay, so what does that mean to you?
Or this magic word that I hate, can you squeeze me? And I'm like,
yeah,
that makes everybody upset.
And then I it just say like, does. No. And it's like, I'm the one setting a boundary. No, I cannot. And then it just turns into this huge like conversation. I don't want to say necessarily an argument, but then
but it gets pushed and it's like,
yeah,
at this point I'm just going to give in.
Right. It's like, well, hey, you don't have anything on online booking. Okay. So that means that I also don't have it in real life either.
Well, like, right.
It's that's
like,
not just me.
I'm going to just shift some people that actually did their due diligence to pre-book.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you pre-book with me and you actually try and something happens and you need to cancel, I'm like, coming on Sunday, I'll stay late. Like, but it's like the people are like, literally my client, I love her. Debbie, I love you. You can listen and get mad. Like, she came in today and then she had went to Raquel and then I had went to her house and redid it. And then she books 4 dates in January and then text me this morning, I need in by Sunday. And I'm like, what? Like, what is even happening?
Well, that thing too is like,
but Caitlin got her in today and I was like, okay, let's cancel all of these weird appointments that you've booked. Why do you have one a week in January? She's like, I don't know, I'm just trying to like book my appointments. And I'm like, okay, it's not that hard.
And that's also strange too, because like you have these place holding like clients who are like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in a month. And I'm like, but that's like pick.
Well, that's not fair something. To other clients.
Yeah.
You know.
But shout out to the clients, because I have exercised better boundaries. And I'm like, hey, like they'll ask me, I'm like, hey, what do you want like for your service? And I said, that's what this is online. That's what you need to look for. And then find your date. And yeah. It's kind of been working, but other people are like, oh, it doesn't fit in this time frame. I'm like,
then that means you need to book out another week or two or whatever.
And again, too, it's like, this is why we ask, hey, do you want to pre-book or let's book some things? Or it's like, hey, like we post on the work Instagram and our own, because we're tagging each other. And it's like, make sure you have your appointments lined up and da-da-da. Or some people will cancel and forget. And I'm like,
yeah.
I can't share it. I don't want to share the blame on that. Like, I did what I was supposed to do.
But I mean, sometimes we'll even get emails through our booking app. It's like, I don't really feel comfortable putting down a credit card, or else I would have just booked with you guys. But I guess I'm just not going to book with you. I'm like, what kind of a message is this?
And those are the ones that don't show up to their appointment.
Right.
Or when they do put a credit card down and they go to great lengths to like, take their credit card off or like put false information in there. And then they're like, why can't I book with you? And it's like, we recognize your name. Yeah. Like, we are not doing this.
That happened to Caitlin. A girl came in, or no, she had came to her a couple times, booked at like 7 p.m. on Saturday. That was whenever we were taking the new desk up there. And I was like sitting there just kind of talking to her. And I was like, where's your client? And she's like, I don't know. It's been 15 minutes. I'm about to text her. Never answered. So then I immediately get a notification that she goes and leaves us a 5-star review. And I'm like, okay, so you won't show up to your appointment. Now Caitlin's tried to run your credit card for a fee for no showing and it declines, but you're going to go leave a 5-star review?
And then after the review, because like, I guess
she said, Caitlin got the alert.
She was like, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Wasn't it like something like, I need to eat? No, I'm kidding. She was
yeah, I got to eat. Possibly. But yeah, so, and it does, I mean, it all does start with setting boundaries, but the holidays are crazy because, you know, it's like flu season,
mm-hmm.
Holiday parties, people want to look good in front of, you know, relatives or,
and we
or
want
just,
you to look good.
Oh, totally.
But we're also trying to like, not look like a POS mm-hmm. And we're also trying to celebrate something.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Know. And everybody has different beliefs this time of year, which is beautiful.
I mean, we can all enjoy a lit up Christmas tree. Like, you don't have to be like, hey, Sky Daddy, congrats on your son, but whatever.
So, yeah, I feel like that we've all had like issues about people booking lately or not wanting to book or what?
Or people would be like, this is my favorite thing. It's like, you kind of get like all, cause I don't, sometimes I think people forget that like, it's one against so many. Like,
yeah.
And it's a growing kind of thing. And then we have a social media presence where anybody can message us. Mm-hmm. It kind of has to be that way. And then they'll sit in the chair and they go, I would hate to be a hairstylist. This is so tedious. And like, you have to know so much and you have to like figure out what people want to like want and do. And I was like, yes. And then they'll turn around and be like, I don't know what I want. And I'm like,
oh, awesome. Yeah.
You're saying all the right things, but
yes. So that was kind of, that really wasn't like a burnout. That was more like online booking troubles.
No, it makes me want to quit.
No, it does. Cause it's hard because like, okay. So for instance, today I woke up at like 6, you know, did social media a little bit, ate breakfast. My first one wasn't until 10, but then I went to State Beauty Supply, got some stuff, got some hair orders ready. Messaged back a couple people that had messaged me and said, please message the work phone. And then I worked, did hair, didn't eat. Sydney, thanks Sydney, bought me a sandwich and I ate like 2 or 3 bites. And then I immediately came here and then I won't get home till 8:30.
Sydney's good about feeding you.
She is good about feeding. But it's like, so no one even realizes like I left my house at like 8:30 and I won't be home until 8:30.
Well, even on that Monday, because I was kind of like the only one there and then Sydney came in. And again, like, I don't have any problem, like, communicating with people. But, like, that girl came up, and she was like, I need hair. I have an appointment at 12. Like, I know it's not pickup hours. I thought I put the order in. I said, I don't have access to the hair. And she was like, well, did you message Tracy? Well, she was like, I messaged Tracy. And I was like, I mean, I can try. I was like, I'll call. But I was like, she didn't work on Mondays. Like,
yeah. Ooh.
And it was just, like, really awkward because she didn't even sit down. She just kind of, like, stood there and waited for, like, 30 minutes. And you weren't even supposed to be there. And I was just like, oh my God, it's gotten the best of her. Cause like normally I'll hear from you like, hey, what's up? You need anything? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh no, I was, and it was like, cool, I'm gonna go take a nap.
11 o'clock. She's like, what's up? And I was like, I thought I was about to drive by and do a welfare check. And you're like, no, come by anytime, I ain't dead. No, but I don't know. We love 101s, but you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Please keep that in mind.
Definitely not the only one. And I mean, and again, we do love all clients and all stylists who want to buy our hair. I mean, we're totally appreciative of that.
But I'm like, that's like it, when we set hours or certain kind of rules and guidelines, because even then, like someone was pushing my boundaries and we, you know, kind of fixed it because I was like, I'm about to fire you or whatever. And super sweet. I kind of took things defensively or whatever. And she was a little misunderstood and whatever. But I'm like, you don't go to Chick-fil-A and be like, open on Sunday. It's like,
and not. I mean, no, we're not Chick-fil-A, but it's like, you know.
It's like sometimes you kind of bend the rules and then it like spreads like wildfire. It's like, well, you did it for so-and-so. Or like, I know you're in there. And it's like,
I know the hair's here somewhere.
They want to like crowbar it open.
It's they
like,
do. Okay, fine. They would. But yeah, that's probably all the time that we have for today to talk about that.
Thank you for listening to us vent. But lesson is just, you know, pre-book in advance. Like, let's get you on a schedule. 6 to 8 weeks. You know you got roots. You know your hair's going to grow. It probably breaks off, but whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. We're going to have to cover up something.
Right.
We're going to put some pieces, a topper, a toupee.
A topper.
Yeah. Shout out also to all these dudes wanting to get perms again. About to stink up the salon, but
no worries.
Whatever.
I think it's cute.
It is.
Perms don't smell as bad as they used to either.
No.
I think that, yeah, there's like that odor, sulfur. But it's not as like crazy bad.
Anyways, whatever. Okay, thanks guys for listening to the ramble. Look at our cups.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I put mine back, but.
Bye.
Bye.